Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. No, good morning. Welcome to Read the Word, where we're reading through the Word chronologically in 2022. Our theme for this year is 2022, I am rewarding you. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is, and we've already seen God manifest that. He said to me, you will see many answers that come to you quickly. I'm the God of answers and the God of the immediately. So, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. Thank you for all your comments, emails. Send in questions if you want them. We can answer a question every time we come together at the end of the program. Now, today we'll be reading Job chapter 18 through Job chapter 20. And we actually read one of our chapters last night for today, but that's okay. It's reading the Bible. Are you ready? Let's pray our prayer that we're praying every night when we come here to prepare our hearts. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you tonight, today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Dr. Hilton Sutton used to say, the majestic word of God. This is Job chapter 18. Then Bildad. Here we go with Brother Bildad. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, how long till you put an end to words? Gain understanding, and afterward we will speak. Why are we counted as beasts and regarded as stupid in your sight? Verse 4, you who tear yourself in anger, shall the earth be forsaken for you? Or shall the rock be removed from its place? I mean, you and I on this end, we can chuckle with it, but these guys are in a serious situation with their friend. Verse 5, the light of the wicked indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. The steps of his strength are shortened, and his own counsel cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks into a snare. The net takes him by the heel, and a snare lays hold of him. A noose is hidden from him on the ground, and a trap for him in the road. Terrors frighten him on every side and drive him to his feet. His strength is starved, and destruction is ready at his side. It devours patches of his skin. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is uprooted from the shelter of his tent, and they parade him before the king of terrors. They dwell in his tent, who are none of his. Brimstone is scattered on his dwelling. His roots are dried out below, and his branch withers above. This is a wicked man. The memory of him perishes from the earth, and he has no name among the renowned. He is driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He has neither son nor posterity among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. Those in the west are astonished at his day, and those in the east are frightened. Surely, such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him who does not know God. That's a tough place to be. You don't want to find yourself in that place. Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said, "How long will you torment my soul and break pieces with words? These 10 times you have reproached me. You are not ashamed that you have wronged me. And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with me." Verse 5. "If indeed you exalt yourself against me and plead my disgrace against me, know then that God has wronged me and has surrounded me with his net. If I cry out concerning wrong, I'm not heard. Cry aloud, there is no justice. He has fenced up my way so that I cannot pass. And he has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head." Verse 10. "He breaks me down on every side and I am gone. My hope he has uprooted like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me as one of his enemies. His troops come together and build up their road against me. They encamp all around my tent." Now, these aren't direct prophecies of Jesus, but the Father had to turn his back on Jesus in order for Jesus to bear the sins and the curse of this world. And this is what Jesus experienced after the Last Supper, when he went into the garden and he prayed, and then he was in the hall of justice with Pilate, and can see the suffering Savior in the very first book written, the book of Job. It's amazing. 13. "He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have failed, and my close friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maidservants count me as a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call my servant, but he gives no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am repulsive to the children of my body. Even young children despise me. I arise and they speak against me. All my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me. My bone clings to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth." I did not realize that was in the Bible. 21. "Have pity on me. Have pity on me, you my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does? Are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever." Shows you Some of the mining they knew then. 25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. Amen. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. How my heart yearns within me. If you should say, how shall we persecute him? Since the root of the matter is found in me, be afraid of the sword for yourselves. For wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment. Number 20. Now we're with Zophar. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, answered and said, therefore my anxious thoughts make me answer, because of the turmoil within me. I have heard the rebuke that reproaches me, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. You ever been there before? I've been there. Do you not know this of old, since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment? Though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds, yet he will perish forever like his own refuse. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? He will fly away like a dream and not be found, away like a vision in the night. The eye that saw him will see him no more, nor will his place behold him anymore. Verse 10, his children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will restore his wealth. His bones are full of his youthful vigor, but it will lie down with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, though he spares it and does not forsake it, but still keeps it in his mouth, yet his food in his stomach turns sour. It becomes cobra venom within him. Verse 15. He swallows down riches and vomits them up again. God cast them out of his belly. He will suck the poison of cobras. The viper's tongue will slay him. He will not see the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. That's kind of like milk and honey flows. He will restore that for which he labored and will not swallow it down. From the proceeds of his business, he will get no enjoyment, for he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently seized a house which he did not build. Because he knows no quietness in his heart, he will not save anything he desires. Nothing is left for him to eat. Therefore, his well-being will not last. In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress. Every hand of misery will come against him. When he's about to fill his stomach, God will cast on him the fury of his wrath and will rain it on him while he is eating. He will flee from the iron weapon. A bronze bow will pierce him through. 25. It is drawn and comes out of the body, yet the glittering point comes out of his gall. Terror comes upon him. Total darkness is reserved for his treasures. And unfeigned fire will consume him. Unfanned fire will consume him. It shall go ill with him who is left in his tent. The heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. The increase of his house will depart, and his goods will flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion from God for a wicked man, the heritage appointed to him by God. Now, think about this proverb. Proverbs says, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 says that God gives to the wicked the toil of heaping it up and giving it to him who will be righteous before God. Right there out of the book of Job, we're seeing how God sets up the wicked. They may look good. David said in the Psalms, don't ever say how did the wicked prosper. They might have prosperity, but man, their end is so soon, and then it vanishes away. And what do you have left? The only thing that will be left is the relationships that you built. And many a man and woman have died alone and by themselves because they sold their soul for the wrong thing. Whew. My. Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself here on Read the Word. Sure enjoying bringing it to you. And we're learning a lot from the book of Job. Share this with your family, your friends. Share it with your enemies. It'll do them good too. And if one of your enemies shared this with you and you're watching tonight, welcome. May God richly bless you and pour his blessing out upon you and give your heart to him. I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. Pray it with me. And you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. This is how we do it right here. I'm going to just say it. You follow me as I say it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to God's holy word, John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe in you. Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, so I live in power, understand the word, enjoy all the benefits of the Holy Spirit, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There you are. You received God. He came into you. Your whole life should have just transformed immediately. Some people call it a feeling, but it's not. And it's the experience of God coming to live on the inside of you. My email address and website is in the notes. SamuelZCottle.com. My email address is hgpreacherman, HG for Holy Ghost, preacherman@gmail.com. Any way we can be a blessing, we'll be glad to do it. Most of all, I speak right now the blessing of God to you and to your family in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for being our friend and our partner in this great work of spreading the gospel all over the world. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.